Grace and peace to you from our gracious God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So this is the fourth week about the living bread that came down from heaven, and we have two more to go. So I decided, I'll preach on something else. But we have a great, great subject on which to preach. We're going to talk about the who, what, where, and when of wisdom. Wisdom. This is an important character in the Old Testament. Wisdom. So I'm not going to, who, what, where, when. It may not be in that order, but let's talk about wisdom. Where? Where can we find it? Where can we find examples of wisdom in the Bible? Well, we can start to look at the one reading that we had today, the book of Proverbs, where we find in our Old Testament reading, Proverbs about a lady who is called Wisdom. Wisdom has built her house. And you know, that's not an odd name for a woman. You may know some. Wisdom is the English word translated from the Greek word Sophia. Do we know any Sophias? Loren is who I think of when I hear that name, but I'm sure there's a lot more. Or even Sophie, because it comes from Sophia. This is not the only place that we can talk about wisdom in Proverbs. There are, if you ever want to go through, there's little headlines above each chapter or whatever in Proverbs, and you will see so many times talks about wisdom, wisdom in this, wisdom in that. In fact, Proverbs, our reading, first reading today, Proverbs is the first of the wisdom books. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. Those are all considered wisdom books in the Old Testament. Now, if you're Catholic or Orthodox, you get even more, because they also have the Book of Wisdom of Solomon and a book called Sirach, sometimes called the Wisdom of Jesus, of the son of Sirach. And those are just filled with nice, tasty bits like Proverbs, just two verses, and there's just a chunk of something to chew on for quite a while. But wisdom. Let's move on to wisdom. What? Wisdom is talked about in many parts of the Bible, including the prophets, gospels, and epistles. Pretty much throughout the Bible, wisdom is a concept that seems very close to the writers of the books in the Bible. Therefore, wisdom is inspired by God. One could also say wisdom is begotten by God, but we'll get to that later. Let's try the question of what is wisdom? If the makers of the Revised Common Lectionary were a little bit wiser, had a little bit more wisdom, they could have included the next line in Proverbs, which goes, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." Fearing the Lord. Now that's not cowering in self-humiliation that, sometimes we've come to know, but fearing the Lord is humility and deference that we show to someone more powerful than ourselves. God? Even dogs know who is the alpha in the pack, and we should learn from them sometimes, because they have a different kind of wisdom, but they are wise at times. I always liked what Luther said. says, I fear God because God can squish me like a little bug. But I love God because God doesn't. Wisdom seems to be a mix of experience, intelligence, and good judgment. There is wisdom in thinking about all aspects of the reality that we live in, and apportioning a weightier measure to all aspects that seem more connected to the problem at hand than not. If your decision to make is about, say, getting married, then if you've been going for a couple years together, it's best to put the weight of a decision on perhaps the other person's personality or thriftiness, desire, and even wealth. And perhaps not put as much weight on other subjects, like the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow, be it African or European. Ask these girls what that means. Wisdom is sometimes thought of as an experiment, where you leave some unimportant facts out of the equation so that you can solve a simpler problem. Wisdom is pondering, meditating, seeking with the help of God through prayer so that we might make and walk in the light of Christ and also work for the betterment of the community in which we live. We have to use our brains and our hearts. The achievement of wholeness, or shalom, is bridging an 18-inch gap from your head to your heart. Wisdom, when? It's an interesting question, when. When was wisdom? Probably better to say, when was wisdom first highlighted by our Lord God? We can honestly say that wisdom was founded, made known, used right at the very beginning of creation. In fact, before creation. In Proverbs 3:19, we hear the Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open and the clouds dropped dew on the ground. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. Which matches up pretty well with our evangelist, John, who wrote the fourth gospel. Do you remember how that fourth gospel begins? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The word logos, or logos, in Greek, we would translate that word as word, is the creative force and energy of God. It's a Greek concept. A great thing to have if you are creating anything, say like all of creation. All things came into being through the Word, which was with God in the very beginning, because the Word is God. Now, if all things came into being through the Word, then the Word must be what Proverbs calls wisdom. The Lord, through wisdom, founded the earth. So if we conflate the two, the concept of wisdom and the concept of word, we can say that all things came into being through the wisdom of the word of God. Now, I know we don't usually use it anymore, but remember our Nicene Creed, where we say, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. Now, I think we can talk about wisdom. Who? Of course we can talk about Jesus now. Jesus is the Word who was with God and is God from the very beginning. Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Jesus, the Word of God, the wisdom of God, the creative power of God. Now, according to Michelangelo, this is what Jesus looked like at the creation of the world. Next slide, please. Michelangelo placed Sophia beside God in the creation of Adam that's on the Sistine Chapel, demonstrating God's divine androgyny, creative capacity, and foreshadows the coming of Christ. Of course, it doesn't look like Jesus, does it? No, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary as a guy. But as for attributes, the Greek affords wisdom, Sophia, feminine attributes. The Greek also attributes masculine attributes to the word logos. It is Jesus, the wisdom of the Word of God, having whatever attributes God has given. But because of the wisdom of the Word of God, we have been given a path, a road, a way to look at our world and our ways. We have been taught both to use our intelligence and our compassion to make decisions in our lives that will not only give us solace, could sometimes bring us grief, but it continues the process of bringing God's reign into the places that we walk and to the people with whom we talk, to the lowly and the popular, to the ones in between, to the forgotten ones and the ones of great fame. Jesus has taught us. What has Jesus taught us? To use our hearts in the decisions we make, not just our intelligence, thus bridging the gap between here and here, that 18 inches, Jesus used compassion and grace in his decisions in ministry. Let us stand up and take notice. Sit down and ponder a while the way that Christ has made us, each of us. Let us make our decisions using the calculations in our heads and the compassion of our hearts. This can be called wisdom when it's not just based on an equation, but also on the compassion, the love, the kindness in our hearts. Let us thank Christ Jesus for giving us that way to follow. Continue on that way. Follow the teachings of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.